The Symphony Hotel is Cincinnati's luxury boutique hotel, a restored 1871 townhome transformed into a destination in OTR. 9 rooms, each one different, each named and themed after a famous composer. Schubert, Brahms, Rachmaninoff, and more. They offer 5-course dining, live jazz, and elegant furnishings. If you drive to the hotel, you're going to need a place to park, and that's when you visit the Mozart Garage. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Dion. My guests are Karen and Cody Blatt, owners of the Symphony Hotel and the Mozart Garage. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having us.
So Karen and Cody are a mother-son team, but it's a whole family affair, right, Karen?
Yes, that's right. But mostly myself. I am the one who redid the hotel and took on the Mozart Garage project, and Cody has been my right-hand man helping me.
Did you and your husband own the hotel together?
Yes.
Did you acquire the garage after opening the hotel?
Yes. We opened the hotel, you know, over 20 years ago, and we acquired the garage about 2 years ago.
So, Cody, it's the kind of thing that you drive down Central Parkway, and it catches your eye, and you think, Mozart Garage. Whose idea was it to name the garage after a composer?
It was actually my mother's idea. We had the Symphony Hotel, and we had the rooms named after different composers. So we do also have a Mozart room, so kind of went hand in hand.
Also, Louis stayed at the Symphony Hotel in the Mozart room while he was moving to Cincinnati.
Louis Longuet,
yes.
That would be.
Yes, and his favorite composer, he told us, was Mozart. So I really also did it in honor of Louis.
So the garage, it's a parking garage, correct?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And where exactly is the garage, Karen?
It is right next door. They call the Monster Building. It's got the big purple monster on it, but it's at 1417 Central Parkway, across from the Wooden Nickel.
So here's the essay question in grade school. How is this garage similar, and how is it different from your typical parking garage, Cody?
First of all, you'll notice right when you even just look at the garage, there's a giant neon sign right above it. I guess it's not neon, it's LED, but lights up at night. And then next to that, you look a little lower and you actually see some artwork done by my mother. And it's a portrait of Mozart, and it's right on the outside, weatherproofed. Then upon entering, you'll notice 2 large chandeliers. And these are actually from Music Hall. Right when they were doing the renovations, they sold them to the Wooden Nickel, and we acquired them through the Wooden Nickel. And you'll also notice a lot of other art adorning the walls around the parking areas. And these are also art pieces done by my mother. And it's really, just really neat to check out.
Karen, what is your background as an artist?
I am a fashion designer. I went to UC Fashion.
And the paintings that you've done of the composers, do they have to be protected or sealed somehow?
Right, because of the weathering, and, you know, it's not heated or air conditioned. But the one on the outside, I had to get a UV panel to put on top of it so that, you know, the sun wouldn't ruin it. Then inside, all of them are printed on sign canvas so that they could be weathered. But then if one goes where it needs to be replaced, I can just get it reprinted.
Is there music playing in the garage?
There is not. And that is maybe something we should
not
do.
Not a bad idea.
We like good ideas.
Is the garage open to the public, Cody?
It is not open to the public. Actually, in a sense, yes, I guess. Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, we valet at the hotel. We do park the cars at the garage. And then besides that, all our hotel guests, they receive a clicker. And they actually do park in the garage, and they get their own spot during their stay. And we've noticed a lot of people uploading pictures on, you know, Google Images for the place. Like, wow, this garage is really neat. I haven't seen anything like this before. So, you know, it's pretty incredible what my mom was able to do with it.
How many spaces in the garage?
I think there's 24 on each floor.
Do you anticipate opening it to the public, or you want to keep it just for the
Well, we like to rent spots during the day, during the business hours.
Did you ever think when you were majoring in fashion design at DAAP, I guess,
right,
that you would be a garage owner someday?
I never did. I never thought I'd be hanging chandeliers in a garage or doing pictures of composers in a garage either. So
it's a hidden jewel in Cincinnati and over the Rhine, the Mozart Garage, owned and operated by the Blatt family, who owns and operates the Symphony Hotel. My guests this evening have been Karen and Cody Blatt from the family that runs the hidden jewel downtown Cincinnati. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate it.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Dean.